Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top, top, top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 10th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council to consider sewer rate increases. Fatal traffic collision involving motorcycle in North County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning becoming mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Atascadero City Council will be meeting tonight to discuss an increase to the city's sewer service charge rate. Sewer rate increases in the city are slowly being phased in due to the rising costs of treatment as well as the replacement of the city's wastewater treatment plant. Current systems in Atascadero are no longer in compliance with state regulations. The city will need to both construct a new secondary treatment system, modernize its plant, and provide significant upgrades to its wastewater collection system. A wastewater rate study recommends an annual increase of about 10.5% over the course of several years to fund the design, operations, maintenance, and emergency work in a new collection system. Current sewer charges are $57.06 per month for single-family residences, approved in 2025. And the next proposed rate increase is for $10.54. The city must follow the Prop 218 majority vote process to impose these fees. If approved, the city anticipates they will conduct a public hearing for the new rates in May. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. CHP for the Templeton area announced they'll be conducting pedestrian safety operations in the communities of San Miguel and Templeton on March 11th. Officers will focus on motorists who fail to yield the right-of-way or who take unsafe and illegal actions, CHP says. CHP says that pedestrian-involved crashes in California continue to be a major concern, and the public awareness and enforcement program's purpose is to educate and encourage members of the community to maintain safe practices. Drivers stopped during the safety operation may be issued warnings or citations. Fatal traffic collision involving motorcycle in North County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. CHP has released information of a fatal collision involving a motorcycle that took place on March 8th at about 9:30 p.m. CHP says they determined a 47-year-old and Visalia resident, Russell Palomino, was riding his 2024 Harley-Davidson eastbound on the 46 at a high rate of speed. A 21-year-old Shannon male, Antonio Hernandez, was driving a 2019 Toyota Corolla on the eastbound 46 as well, in the number 2 lane ahead of the motorcycle. CHP says that the motorcycle struck the rear of the Toyota, ejecting Mr. Palomino, who sustained fatal injuries. The Toyota traveled out of control across the westbound traffic lanes of the 46, coming to rest on the westbound right shoulder. None of the four occupants of the Toyota sustained any injuries. The crash is pending investigation from CHP, and it is unknown if drugs or alcohol were a factor. The California Mid-State Fair has proudly announced that Old Dominion will perform at the fair on Wednesday, July 15th, as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. Openers are Dasha and Annie Bosco. Old Dominion is an 8-time winner of Country Music Group of the Year, with electrifying shows that have put the multi-platinum-selling band prominently at the forefront of country music. Since breaking into the music scene, they have earned 9 number one singles at country radio, surpassed 6 billion on-demand streams, and earned a dozen RIAA Platinum and Gold single certifications. Tickets for the concert go on sale this Friday, March 13th at 10 a.m., online only at midstatefair.com, with an official link to the ticketing provider. The Pasquarello City Council voted unanimously to advance the next phase of the city's Spaceport and Technology Corridor initiative. On March 4th, the City Council held a joint session with the Airport Commission to discuss the next steps in obtaining a spaceport license, as well as an evaluation of the project's readiness. City Council says the work completed to date provides a strong foundation for advancing the project, according to their reports. The city has received support from Congressman Jimmy Panetta, State Senator John Laird, State Assembly Member Don Addis, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, County Supervisor Heather Moreno, and interest from NASA's Ames Research Center. City staff anticipate releasing the request for proposals in the near future for City Council approval. Students from Pat Butler Elementary School will take to the stage this week for a magical production of Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Showtimes are March 12th and 13th at 6 p.m. This production will feature 67 students from Pat Butler Elementary with lively songs, colorful costumes, energetic dance routines, and Charlie Bucket's whimsical adventure through Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Christina Tavares, Paso Robles School District theater coach, said this production is about building confidence, teamwork, and creativity for the students. Tickets are $10 each, and the performance will be held at Pat Butler Elementary. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Knicks 126-118, the Jazz over the Warriors 119-116, the Thunder beat the Nuggets 129-126, the Nets over the Grizzlies 126-115. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against the Pacers, the Warriors will face the Bulls, and the Hornets will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, Representative Kevin Kiley of California said that he is dropping his Republican Party affiliation this election and will instead run for re-election as an independent. Kiley's district has been redrawn from Proposition 50, and he has chosen to run as an independent in a now Democratic-leaning district. Despite not being in classrooms during COVID-19, Research suggests that today's youngest school children are still lagging behind pre-pandemic scores for math and reading. Although pandemic effects on children in school at the time are more well known and documented, this new research into children just entering their school years suggests broader shifts may also be at play. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, here at the National Farmers Union's annual convention in New Orleans, low commodity prices, rising input costs, and an otherwise stagnant trade climate right now has Farmers Union members concerned. And our coverage is sponsored by the Montana Farmers Union, encouraging folks to visit fairnessforfarmers.org and join the fight against the monopoly crisis in American agriculture. Well, NFU President Rob LaRue says that the Trump administration's trade policies and tariffs are truly hurting America's family farmers and ranchers.
I think as farmers and ranchers, it's just been whiplash constantly. It's not only the news from one day to the next about whether or not tariffs are being applied on our inputs, or whether or not countries and trading partners are backing away from buying our goods. The damage is real. It's being felt immediately. And some of these loss of markets, those are going to be effects that are going to be felt for a very long time.
But rest assured, he says, the National Farmers Union will continue to work hard on issues like this and all the others that are absolutely critical to family farmers and ranchers.
Hi, I'm Kevin Oxner with Oxner Land and Cattle in Kersey, Colorado. On March 21st, we'll be offering a powerful set of performance-oriented limousine and limflex bulls and heifers, including our National Western Stock Show Champion Penta 3. These cattle are designed to complement British-based cowherds, and they all sell with genomically enhanced EPDs, PAP scores, and a first-season breeding guarantee. Learn more at ocattle.com and join us Saturday, March 21st, in person or on dvauction.com.
Farm families and rural communities are struggling. Why? Because the monopolies dominating agribusiness are squeezing them from all sides. That's why the National Farmers Union is standing up for farmers, because consolidation hurts farmers, ranchers, and everyone across the country. Fairness for Farmers is a nationwide community of family farmers, ranchers, and advocates working together for fairness, resilience, and a better future for agriculture. Montana Farmers Union encourages you to visit fairnessforfarmers.org.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Improving pumping efficiency can significantly cut irrigation energy costs. Charles Burt, Professor Emeritus at California Polytechnic State University, San Luis Obispo, said in a recent AgAlert article. Burt said pumps often operate inefficiently due to wear or mismatched flow and pressure conditions. Cleaning wells and reducing drawdown can cause lower total pressure requirements and energy use per acre foot pumped. In new drip systems, reducing discharge pressure from 40 to 45 pounds per square inch to about 25 PSI can cut booster pump power costs nearly in half. However, in existing systems, pressure reductions won't save energy unless the pump matches the new requirements. Variable frequency drives can improve control, but should meet high efficiency standards. Farmers should always maintain adequate pressure to protect irrigation uniformity and crop performance. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies early today, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with the low 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday, mostly sunny Saturdays and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, 89 a week from today. Currently it is 48 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Kohl's says sales slipped in recent months despite an improved profit. Chief Executive Michael Bender says Kohl's did make meaningful progress on its turnaround, but Kohl's shares are down more than 5%. Crude oil prices have retreated from yesterday's highs after President Trump signaled the Iran war would end soon. U.S. oil, West Texas Intermediate, is trading under $89 a barrel. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is under $92. It peaked near $120 yesterday. Josh Schaefer, editor at Barron's Investor Circle Newsletter, says traders are still cautious because they don't know what soon means. AAA says the national average for regular gas rose again today to $3.53 a gallon. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday.
No, I love you like I do. No, I do. The Morning Exchange.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, sound off. Eric, Eric's in for Barry, and he's working on his guest, so we'll let you know ASAP. Also, you heard Chris mention that Old Dominion, quite the country group, coming to the California Mid-State Fair, where those tickets go on sale this Friday, the 13th, at 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. However, you can win them before you can buy them right here on the old blowtorch. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have won a couple of tickets to go see Old Dominion at the California Mid-State Fair. All righty. Let's see. What do we have? Couple of things. First, an email came flying in this morning. Kevin, so the city says they have gotten approval from some dignitaries, none of whom live here. What about the citizens pass robles? Do they approve it? I have no idea. I'd be willing to bet that most people live in the city don't know anything about it, or what it does. But it's always nice to have the dignitaries who from outside the area. It's credence, I suppose. Ask the city council. I don't know if they've done a survey on that or anything like that. I don't think it's a juicy enough subject for the general public to have their ears open about it. So, anyway, thanks for the email. Always appreciate that. Also, there is a little bit of a news story regarding your governor and his wife. She's not called the first lady. She's called the first partner. Apparently, along with her LLC, has collected a combined $3.7 million over the last decade from a nonprofit organization she founded. The corporations that receive millions of dollars from the California taxpayers are behind hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations to the nonprofit it, Governor Newsom's wife runs. That's according to sources. And she has made quite a bit of money as well. And again, lots of this from the taxpayers. And I'm sure it's all for a good cause. And there's some people here who have given quite a bit of money. AT&T has done so, PG&E, Comcast, and others. Now, you may have forgotten that last November, the California Fair Political Practice Commission fined your governor $13,000 for failing to timely report over $14.3 million of payments made by companies and organizations to nonprofits at his behest between 2019 and 2024 for failing to timely report. I guess Governor Newsom doesn't have an accountant. He probably goes online and does it himself, don't you think? Don't you think? Okay, let's see. What else do we have? A critical situation for California is coming up down the road. And this has to do with the teaching profession. A new report came out. It says at least 40% of California teachers plan to quit in the next decade. That's according to a survey. And age is a big reason, as they're, you know, planning to retire and so forth, but not enough for getting into the profession. And that's not only for teachers, but there's for many other jobs around this country. And yesterday we talked a little bit about AI and how AI will be replacing people. And there are some pretty key industries that are having significant worker shortages. And most notably is healthcare. Healthcare, and that means nurses, physicians, and specialists. Various reasons why they're not getting into it. We know that some left the nursing profession during COVID, which many of them thought the nonsense that they had to go through. And as we look back, they were right. So you have two key types of jobs that are people aren't interested in going into anymore. That is nursing and education. What could possibly go wrong with that? Also, there's a massive need out there, high demand for jobs such as electricians, HVAC technicians, plumbers, and a couple of other things as well. And you also have the logistics and transportation where you have a shortage of truck drivers. And again, these electricians, plumbers, and welders, and mechanics, and so forth and so on. So, you know, down the road, things are going to get tough. I know now people are having some people anyway are having a tough time trying to get a hold of a physician if they move somewhere else. And even in areas where you have lived, it's getting harder and harder and harder and longer if you can get in. So you're talking our health here down the road. So anyway, just something to throw out and to think of. Now, I have a question for you. Chris, you can answer this as well.
Okay.
This is a terrible story out of Georgia, but this can have happened anywhere. This was a prank that went wrong. There was this teacher in Georgia, and he was killed as part of a senior prank. The prank was, and this has been going on for a long, long time, where kids would take toilet paper and they throw it in the trees. You ever seen that, Chris?
TPing a house or a tree, yes.
Yeah. And apparently this teacher was well-liked. So a bunch of kids they're going to go to his house and do this. And somehow he knew that this was coming. And he was waiting, but he wasn't this, he wasn't going to have an angry confrontation. He just wanted to catch him and have a little fun with him. All right. So what happened was he was out there in the road and he slipped and fell. But the car the kids were in ran him over and killed him. So the wife of the teacher is asking charges not be filed. What do you think? She wants the all of the charges to be dropped against the students involved.
I suppose it depends on whether or not the students were intoxicated, as weird as it is to say.
I hadn't thought about that, to tell you the truth. There is no indication here that they were. But, you know, this isn't over yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she, the wife, who just lost her husband, says this is a terrible tragedy, and our family is determined to prevent a separate tragedy from occurring, ruining the lives of these students. That would be counter to Jason, that was the gentleman that was killed, lifelong dedication of investing in the lives of these children. And she is a teacher as well. She is a teacher as well. So it's something to think about. I don't know if it's up to them, if it's up to the DA. I don't know if what the state laws are in each individual state regarding this, but it does say, okay. It was just stupid, you know, probably one in a million type of things. One of the guys, the driver is facing felony charges, a first degree vehicular homicide and reckless driving, and also misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass and littering. That's the least of the issues there. And the others in the car, 18-year-olds and so forth, they're arrested at the scene and charged with misdemeanor criminal trespass and littering on private property and so forth. So, there's no indication that they were intoxicated. So that would be the question. I don't know. I often think about, not often, but I've thought about it over the years. For example, you go out with your buddies or buddy and you're going to be hitting a couple of bars. You're going to go out there and you go to what they used to have, at least in some areas. They used to have neighborhood bars. You go, you meet up with your old buddies, have a couple of drinks, go to the next one, et cetera, et cetera. And I realize that drinking and driving is illegal and stupid. However, it happens. So you're doing this and it's either you or your buddy, whoever is driving, and you get in a car crash and one of you is killed. Okay, so is that person going to go to jail? You both knew that you were both drinking and you both decided to get in the car, whoever was driving, whichever you want to decide on that. And, you know, should something happen? Well, I guess, Chris, your point about the drunk driving, yes, something should happen. But in this case, we'll see what happens with this. This is just a terrible thing, and we don't know. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You might want to think about, or not think about this, but just maybe check with your insurance agent. News story says that some State Farm customers could see refunds while homeowners' rate hike stays put. So check with your agent, that's here in California, obviously, regarding that. So just a couple of things to be on the lookout for. And also, last week I mentioned that GMC had some massive recalls, and the letters should be going out. Also, Ford has massive, more than GMC, recalls. I forget what years they are on the vehicles, but again, you might want to check and do a little searching there on that, because it's going to lead to some problems regarding accidents or some of the equipment not working properly, and it's on most Ford models. And again, I forget what, from what years. So double check on that. Make sure that you are up to date on that, and your vehicle is running just fine. Also, let's remember the song, the name game, Shirley Ellis. Well, we have the name changes from a suggestion from a California professor. Oh, boy, man. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, just quickly, there has been actually a total recall, and I'm not being funny about that, but I think it was in 2000, something like that. They had a recall on the Chrysler minivans, and it had to do with the ABS system. And when the recall happened, because it was so old, that if one of the parts was, had been faulty, if you tested it and that part was faulty, they no longer produced it. So the company would just buy the car back from you.
Well, for anybody that would buy a minivan anyway, they get what they deserve.
You got enough, you know, kids running around in the back, you know.
Now, get an SUV, don't get a minivan.
Well, that was the only recall that I remember that was a total recall. But other than that, yeah, that seems like the manufacturers are just, I don't know if they're, well, they're using the same products, the Takata airbags and stuff like that, too, so that happens.
Okay, so not to pick on American car companies, because for the early part of my life, I drove nothing but Toyotas. I never had an issue with it, with them. And since, I don't know how old I was, maybe 35, I've been driving American cars, and I've never had a problem with them. However, in recent years, as I recall, there seems to be more recalls of American vehicles than the foreign jobs. Why would you think that is happening?
I think that, well, the foreign cars, the Takata airbag had those as well. But as far as recalls are concerned, I think that the manufacturer of the product, because they sublet for their some of their products, so you're at the whim of whoever is building these things, you know, that's providing them to the manufacturer. So you have to, what I'm trying to say is that the quality of parts that go into some of these foreign vehicles are probably scrutinized a lot better than what we use in the United States.
All right, let me throw this out here. If you remember going back a few years, the companies had to settle because they had some strikes, and these workers wanted to make, and I'm being funny here, you know, $1,000 an hour to put something on that a monkey could do. So do you think the company then, well, we got to pay these guys this amount of money, so we're going to maybe skimp on the product?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see it. It happens with, you know, they just say, okay, well, we can buy this product, but we can do it a little bit cheaper if we use this composite material, plastic, you know, and then over a period of time, the plastic breaks. Could it have been built better? Yeah. Planned obsolescence? More than likely. You know, I remember I had a car that came in that had this horrible smell in it, and they couldn't figure out what it was. We finally started taking things apart, and somebody at the plant had stuffed their lunch bag inside of the door panel and put it on.
I've got a buddy that works at the Ford truck plant in just outside of Louisville. And matter of fact, he would have been the guy I made reference to about going out doing the bar thing, Dave. And he told me, because you can check, not to buy a vehicle that was put together on a Friday.
That's the old car business thing, was that Fridays and Mondays.
Yep. Now, why do you think that is?
Let's see. Don't care attitude on Friday, because I'm heading out for the weekend, and Monday I'm feeling a little bit less than normal.
I almost got beat up by about five guys one time because this Ford truck plant just outside of Louisville, I had an apartment in a little town called LaGrange. And I would go to this, it's a, you know, kind of not a convenience store, but they had a really nice deli. And I would get sandwiches there once in a while. And so I pulled up in my Toyota Corolla, and there's all these guys from the Ford truck plant sitting out front, and they're having their lunch, and they're also drinking. And one of the guys said to me, as I'm leaving, he says, "Hey, why don't you buy American?" And me being even a little bit more, shall we say, bolder when I was younger, I just pointed at all of the guys and I said, "That's the reason." And when I said that, I realized I better get out of here pretty quick.
That sounds like you would have been a good time to be around when it hit the fan.
Well, like I said, I got out of there, and I've managed to keep my teeth.
I was going to say, that's the old two martini lunch bit, too, back in the old days. But, yeah, I know you're up against it, so yeah. I'm going to wish my wife a happy anniversary.
Is she up yet?
Yeah, she gets up at 4:45. I get up at 4, she gets up at 4:45.
Well, isn't that the first thing you said to her this morning?
Well, the anniversary is actually Saturday, but we're not going to be around, so I probably won't call in.
Oh, okay. Well, happy anniversary.
I haven't forgot about it. I just thought I'd throw it out there because I know she's listening.
How many years?
40 years.
All right, way to go. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a good day.
All right, you too. 40 years and going strong.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero City Council will be meeting tonight to discuss an increase to the city's sewer service charge. Rate increases are slowly being phased in due to the rising cost of treatment and upgrades to the city's wastewater treatment plant. The current proposed increase is $10.54 for single-family homes and must follow the Proposition 218 majority protest process to impose the fees. The Passerville City Council voted unanimously to advance to the next phase of the city's Spaceport and Technology Corridor Initiative. City Council says work completed to date provides a strong foundation for advancing the project. Staff anticipate releasing the request for proposals in the near future for council approval. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Daria Albinger. It's back to normal at JetBlue after an early morning ground stop that affected flights to all destinations. The FAA issued it just before 2 a.m. Eastern time. The carrier later said that it was due to a brief systems outage. A partial government shutdown affecting the Department of Homeland Security is in its fourth week. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats could end it now.
They don't really want reforms. They want a political issue that they can use in November.
The Democrats demand changes to funding of ICE. Republicans say the agency was funded by the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill. President Trump says Operation Epic Fury is ahead of schedule, and he told reporters Monday that it could end soon, but only the U.S. and Israel will decide when that will happen. America's listening to Fox News.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats.
rats in my room.
Got rats? Sterling Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems. And for 5 years in a row, Sterling Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
And rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my bow, snakes in my case.
Alrighty, we have 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Time for sports. And it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The NFL's free agent negotiating window opened Monday, and quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will sign a one-year deal with Atlanta. The Dolphins are getting quarterback Malik Willis. The 49ers are signing veteran wide receiver Mike Evans. The Kansas City Chiefs will sign running back Kenneth Walker, who just won Super Bowl MVP for Seattle. And KC is re-signing tight end Travis Kelce. Las Vegas is getting center Tyler Linderbaum, and the Saints are signing running back Travis Etienne. Team USA at the World Baseball Classic in Houston beat Mexico 5-3 with five runs in the third inning on home runs from Aaron Judge and Roman Anthony. Winning pitcher from the Pirates, Paul Skeen, started through four scoreless innings with seven strikeouts. Puerto Rico went to 3-0 as well, 4-1 the final over Cuba. To the NBA, the Clippers took the late game against New York, 126-118. Oklahoma City with a last-second win against Denver.
Okay, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles as we move along here. It is now 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Remember, they've been serving you since 1979. All right, be careful on some of those back roads. It was brutal coming in this morning. Lots of fog. But then we'll have sunshine later this morning, early afternoon, highs in the low 70s, clear to partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows right around 40, and then end up with lots of sunshine on your Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. Heading out to Thursday, well, low 80s, same on Friday, same on Saturday, Sunday, mid 80s, and next Monday, upper 80s, and upper 80s a week from today. As I said yesterday, way too soon for that. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7:21 a.m., 7:06 p.m. We are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, 7 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Alrighty, as we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. And Chris, once again, you have the day off here on this because this is our last call for this one. It started on Friday. We do it for 3 days, and if you need it to continue, just let us know. All right, is the white dove north of town. Somebody has it. Somebody has this white dove. Currently in possession of it. Anybody's missing it, reach out to me. I'm up by the truck stop, so that's north of town here. 805-801-7076. That's 805-801-7076. There you have it for the dove. You lose one or find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call at the station, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World-famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, it's 6 minutes, plenty of time for trivia here on this Tuesday. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out there at the One Niner Diner, also known as the airport. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch, and of course, takeout is available. You're qualifying For a gift certificate, contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, let's see here. What male actor, because, you know, March is the month of the Academy Awards. TCM is running all the Academy Award-winning movies. Okay, so what male actor has been nominated for Best Actor the most? All time. 238-577-5238-KPRO. Best Actor. Who has been nominated the most times? If anybody has an ID. Chris, do you have a favorite actor or actress?
No, I don't.
So there isn't anybody just because their name is in the spotlight that you would go see?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, there's some actors and actresses that I like, but I don't think I would have a favorite or one that...
So it would be based on the genre?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. All right. So here we go to the phone line for our first try. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Paul Newman.
No, not Paul Newman. Not Paul Newman. I was just thinking about him the other day because two good movies, at least with Robert Redford, of course, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and then The Sting. I love The Sting. Hi, good morning.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Yup, Jack Nicholson was nominated 12 times. I don't know how many he's won, but I'm sure he's won one or two. Do you like Jack Nicholson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is he one of the actors that you would go to the movie just because he's the star?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people probably would agree with you, sir. May I have your name, please?
Don Rivers.
Okay, Don, thank you so much, and enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Now, on the female side, this is unbelievable. Meryl Streep, she holds the record for most Academy Award nominations of any actor. Total of 21. And let me see. She also, I don't know how many she's won. A couple, I think. Okay, so Meryl Streep, she holds two records. She holds the record for most acting nominations, 21, but also the most losses, a staggering number of near wins with, and it says here, only three victories so far. Well, only three victories so far for her is still okay because the most by any actress is Katharine Hepburn. She has won four times. The most by any actor is Daniel Day-Lewis three times. And here's something. This may surprise you. I'm pretty sure that this guy was nominated for either actor or best actor five times in his career. And he won for supporting actor three times. I'm sure many of you would remember. Yeah, Lucas. Walter Brennan. Think about that. Let's see who else here we have. Most nominations without a win. That's tied with Peter O'Toole and Glenn Close with eight each. And the legendary film composer, John Williams, 52 nominations, putting him second only to Walt Disney for most nominations ever. He has won five Academy Awards for his iconic scores, and I think Walt Disney has won 36 Oscars. Obviously, the record by far. All right, there you have it for this Tuesday edition here on Trivia, The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. CHP for the Templeton area announced they'll be conducting pedestrian safety operations in the communities of San Miguel and Templeton tomorrow. Officers will focus on motorists who fail to yield the right-of-way or who take unsafe and illegal actions, CHP says. The California Mid-State Fair has proudly announced that Old Dominion will perform at the fair on Wednesday, July 15th, as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, March 13th at 10 a.m., online only at midstatefair.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt, Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I'm sure many of you remember this, that because the question here is who refused his Oscar? And it says actors George C. Scott and Marlon Brando. Okay, did Marlon Brando just not accept it that he had that, whatever, that lady show up? Did she get it? Or grab it for him? I don't remember. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Burlogger Excavation, 805-674-5141.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.